720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line. We know we always feature great road trips for families and friends and getting out there, and our neighbors to the north, one of our favorite road trip destinations is the city of Milwaukee. You think of it for sports, you know, the Brewers and the Bucks and all that, and of course it's a hometown for many Packer fans and all that, but there's so much to do up there, whether it's the zoo or the amenities or the museums, and of course all that food and drink. And here to tell us all about it is the communications director up there, the one and only Claire Canning. Claire, welcome to WGN.
Thanks so much for having me.
So I know that there's tons of people converging for one of the things that Milwaukee is most known for in the world of motorsports, the headquarters for Harley-Davidson, a global brand, right? And puts, they would say, Milwaukee on the map in a bunch of different ways and for people. So there's lots of motorcycles on the streets, even more than normal, in Milwaukee. And so that's something that's coming up, and that museum right there is one of those top attractions.
Yeah, so Harley-Davidson's hometown rally is this weekend. I mean, this will see thousands of bikers from around the country coming into Milwaukee to pay tribute, of course, to the home of Harley-Davidson, where we have the world's only Harley-Davidson Museum, and that's the anchor for this event. When you're in Milwaukee for major Harley events like this, it sounds like it's constantly thundering because you just hear the, like, rumble, rumble, rumble of these incredibly powerful engines. And for those who aren't, maybe don't own a motorcycle, it's still a really cool event to see how the bikers, like, personalize their bikes and all of the care and attention that they pay. It's really cool. The Harley Museum unto itself is an attraction for everyone, and this is just a great time to go check it out because there's all sorts of other things happening too. Live music, some really cool demos. You get to check out their electric bike, which I find really interesting. And then great food.
You know, if you think of that kind of, you know, you think back to the historical attachment to the Harley rider, and the electric bike doesn't seem like it would necessarily fit, but there's so many different things happening on the biking side. I know the Bagger Racing League is up in Milwaukee Mile, and they've got the Harleys there, and there'll be racing. So there's actual racing. People think of it as, you know, the culture and all that cool that goes along with that brand, but the performance side is on display as well. And I got to ask you, Claire, so you're right there in the headquarters for Harley. Is it, you know, the average motorcycle enthusiast, you know, you think about it, the price tag for those is pretty high. So the demographics, I mean, these are relatively affluent people. This is a great purchase for them. It's a pretty safe crowd. You mentioned loud, but they're a pretty good crowd.
Oh, it's an amazing crowd. Everyone is there to celebrate as if it was another major festival in the city of festivals. And they're there to enjoy Milwaukee too. So locals love having them. You know, they're there to line up their bikes 30 in a row outside of a restaurant and take in our food scene. So we love it. And it's a great way to kind of gear up the city for next year, which will be a major anniversary year. Harley throws these incredible bashes every 5 years, next year being their 120th anniversary. So, and those years are when, like, literally 100,000 bikers come from around the world to Milwaukee to do this. And it's just a way to get excited for that, because that's a special time every 5 years.
Well, you mentioned it, and you kind of like lead on to it. A lot of people are enjoying the bikes. Obviously, they're enjoying each other and their camaraderie over the motorcycle scene, but they're enjoying Milwaukee, right? So they're here in the city. They are there enjoying, whether it's the food scene or the drinks or the ambiance, the lakefront and all that kind of stuff. And you guys have, for those people that may get in here for the Harley situation and say, you know, I just can't leave, I got to stay. What's coming up for people that may want to stay after the Harley situation or make that road trip from the Chicagoland area coming up?
Yeah. So Labor Day weekend also has the Third Ward Art Festival. This is an art fest in a neighborhood that's right next to downtown. It's right next to the Summerfest grounds. It's right next to the Harley Museum, where they'll have 130 juried artists creating work, doing demos, and also offering their work for sale. So if you're an art lover, there's no better neighborhood than the Third Ward. And it's a great time to just walk around, see and buy some great art while having a Bloody Mary or, you know, a great meal, because there's some amazing restaurants in the Third Ward. Also coming up is Tulsa Fest, This is also next weekend, September 9th and 10th, out in Wauwatosa, which is just 10 minutes west of downtown. It's a super charming village with some amazing food. This is just a giant street festival. So if maybe you're staying a little bit outside of the city, a great and super activated event is the Tosa Fest. Similar to that, but equally amazing, I'd say, is the Milwaukee Night Market a little later in the month. This is September 21, and they take over basically the heart of downtown Milwaukee all along the stretch of Wisconsin Avenue with street vendors, live music performers. There's some really amazing roller skating, like choreographed roller skating groups.
What?
That come for. Yeah, it's amazing. And there's dancing, and it's just this kind of amazing street party in the heart of downtown. We had, this will be the fourth night market this summer, but it is the absolute best time to see Milwaukee and all of the various cultures and different ethnic foods that you can find here, all in this really easy, accessible place. It's becoming one of the best events in the city.
Let the listeners know we're talking with Claire Koenig. She is the communications director for Visit Milwaukee. You mentioned the art fest that's coming up, and I got to think, if for listeners that are going to make their plans to come up in the fall or really anytime, here's the thing, is you don't necessarily always identify Milwaukee with great art museums necessarily. I mean, if you're into the scene, you know, right? But for the listeners, a lot of them may not know this, but you guys have an amazing art museum.
We have an amazing art museum. Yeah, you're right. And thank you. It is the state's largest repository of art. It has over 30,000 works. Of course, not all are on display, but the power in the art that the museum has is equal, if not better, to the architecture that houses it. And that, of course, is the Santiago Calatrava designed addition. It opened in 2001, and it has wings that open and close every day. Literally, they open and close like a bird taking off for flight. So seeing that is an experience in and of itself, but then of course you have to check out what's inside the museum, because it is a world-class experience with some really special exhibitions. I would say right now is the perfect time to go, because their special exhibition is the posters of Jules Charest. These are early 1900s, late 1800s poster art. French poster art. You have seen these posters, or you have seen knockoffs of these posters. They're incredibly popular, and the Milwaukee Art Museum happens to have the largest collection of them in the world. A huge number of them are on display right now through October 16th. It is the perfect exhibition for art lovers, but of course, even those who may not know a lot about art, you will in no way be intimidated by this subject.
You know, when it comes to getting up there to Milwaukee, a lot of Chicago area fans think of Wisconsin. Of course, Milwaukee is as a sports town, whether it's come up and see the Cubs play the Brewers, of course, recent world champions with the Milwaukee Bucks and all of that kind of stuff. And so some of the Texan people had asked about the Fiserv area and sort of that. So you have this place, this venue where people and some of those great sports events happen, but there's a whole sort of like an entertainment district or something up there that people are loving.
Yes, so the Deer District, that's what you're talking about. That's that entertainment area that the Bucks build up around Fiserv Forum, which is absolutely amazing in and of itself. But if you are not going to an event in Fiserv Forum, there's still plenty to do outside of it. September 17th, in fact, there's Uncorked, Milwaukee's wine festival.
Right.
So that would take place in the plaza area just outside Fiserv Forum, where you can try wines from over 60 wineries. Of course, there will be food because it's a responsible event, but just getting to hang out in downtown Milwaukee. The Deer District is also right by the bookends another entertainment district that has some of our old German bars and restaurants and sausage makers, new singers. There's just always a lot going on in that area, and the Deer District gets you right in the middle of it. Yeah.
Well, last thing, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to step on it too. You mentioned the deer district. It makes me think of one of my favorite places that Milwaukee has, a world-class zoo. I'm sure there's some deers there, right? Too, probably less good at basketball, but maybe more actually alive. But talk about the zoo, because this is a place that I've been a bunch of times as a kid. We've gone up a number of times. It is definitely worth the trip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have an amazing zoo. They have a recently expanded just before the pandemic, Adventure Africa exhibit, where they redid, I want to say it was like one third or one fourth of the whole zoo. It is incredible. There's something for everyone. It's very accessible and just the perfect place to, I mean, you can easily spend a whole day there. Of course, you also want to check out the working farm that they have on the zoo. And a very fun fact for that is the cows that are there. Of course, you know, like kids especially can learn about agriculture and farming and dairy, especially as Wisconsin is the dairy state. But these cows actually produce milk, and that has to go somewhere, right? So one place that milk goes is to a place called Clock Shadow Creamery in Walker's Point. It's one of the only urban creameries in the country. Nice. And then they use that milk and turn it into cheese curds, which we all know and love. I think all Milwaukeeans are like 30% cheese curds. And those cheese curds are sold in restaurants and breweries and everywhere, like all over the city. Oh, so awesome. It's kind of cool that when you're at the zoo, you're actually seeing them make a product that then you can enjoy in like 100 different places.
They're real working cows, right, Claire? That's very on brand. I got to tell you right now.
Yeah, we're not going to waste that milk.
That's awesome. All right. Well, she has everything going on for Milwaukee. You definitely want to take that road trip to our neighbors to the north and check out all that. Plus, great hotels. There's so much to see and do. And, of course, there's links up probably for the Visit Milwaukee site. Claire, where can people go to keep up with all the things that are happening? I'm sure that list is expanding on a regular basis. Where can they get more information?
You can, well, first follow us on our social channels at Visit Milwaukee across all of them, especially on Instagram. We're posting things to do every single week, but mainly our website, visitmilwaukee.org, is a great place to start.
Claire Koenig, she is there, up there with a hand on the pulse of all things Milwaukee, kind of sharing some of those great reasons to get up. There's so many more as well. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for those. So, Claire, we'll let you get back to it. A lot going on. Thanks for everything you guys are doing, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, thanks so much.